What was that provision in the spending bill being considered by Congress that sent Democrats in particular into apoplexy at the 11th hour? Led by Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren, these Democrats said that the provision would undo a key rule in the Dodd-Frank bill to regulate the financial markets. The last-minute protest almost derailed a vote in the House yesterday. The bill is now before the Senate. President Obama said he didn't support the provision, but that the compromise was worth it to get a bill passed. But others are saying this wasn't just any provision. It's one that forces banks to remove risky investments from accounts backed by taxpayers who have to pay if those investments fail. Mike Regan is editor at Bloomberg News. He's with us from Bloomberg's newsroom. And Mike, start by reminding us about these risky investments. Some of our listeners are going to have a sense of deja vu as we speak of derivatives.
Right. So basically, derivatives are financial products that are tied to an underlying asset. For example, if I were to give you your company a loan, you could write an interest rate swap on that loan, which would be a derivative that, say, you got that loan at a variable interest rate. You could go to a bank and swap it for a fixed interest rate to sort of prevent any risk of that rate going higher. And that's what's known as an interest rate swap, which is really one of the biggest elements of the swaps market, the derivatives market, that this provision was trying to regulate. Yeah. And what happened basically is, you know, Dodd-Frank had envisioned it that banks would not be able to trade swaps like this in their subsidiaries that are insured by the government or allowed to access the Federal Reserve's discount window. Instead, they wanted those derivatives to be pushed out to units of the bank that were not insured that way. And the banks fought back saying, look, this wouldn't necessarily make the entire system any less risky. And it wouldn't it would drive up the cost of these trades for customers. And, you know, these derivatives are used by a lot of, you know, normal companies and governments. Right. And so, you know, the backlash was that, well, you know, there's really no point in this from the bank's perspective.
Well, and Mike, I know that there are people whose, you know, heads have possibly already exploded from your very first sentence. You know, but all they really need to know is that these were risky. And sometimes they were all cut up and put into other financial instruments. So they were kind of hidden. And when they did fail because they were risky, because, you know, people couldn't afford mortgages that were sold them. And we know the story of the financial collapse, that the taxpayers had to back these. The idea was that they would be given a little bit of sunshine, moved into another account, and they would not be backed by taxpayers. But we know that banks were lobbying hard to get rid of this rule. We read this morning, J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon personally called lawmakers yesterday to ask him to support the rule change. You said that banks said it might cost them more. But what do you think happens now, because there is a potential rule change on the horizon when the Senate, as it's expected to, passes this bill?
Right. Well, as you said, it's all up to the Senate now. And President Obama had actually lobbied the House Democrats to pass this, mainly because he really needs that spending bill to get passed in order to avert a government shutdown. However, he would like the Democrats to try to remove this language from their version of the bill. So it's far from a done deal exactly what it'll look like at the end of the day. But, you know, the bottom line is these obviously are very profitable areas of business for Wall Street banks. The overall over-the-counter derivatives market is estimated to, you know, cover about $691 trillion worth of notional assets. That means all the loans and all the assets that these derivatives are based on add up to about $691 trillion. So it's a hugely profitable area for Wall Street. So they are going to fight tooth and nail to protect this business.
Just briefly, in the few seconds we have, some of your colleagues at Bloomberg are reporting this may be the start of a push by Wall Street to roll back regulations, and you're going to have a friendly Republican-led Congress very soon. Do you think that's true?
But I'm sure they will definitely try. You know, there's various other measures of Dodd-Frank that they could try to chip away from, including, you know, the Consumer Protection Agency and things like that. So this could embolden them to try to, you know, roll back some more of the Dodd-Frank elements for sure.
But as you say, you don't think it's a done deal. Interesting. Mike Regan, editor at Bloomberg News. Thank you.
Thank you.